I think we're probably heading into some transitional period. You know, I think the balance of 2022 is going to be good. Top line farm revenue in the Midwest has never been better, whether that be corn, soybeans, dairy, other grains, and just top line revenue has just been terrific. The challenge has been it's not always just top line revenue, right? And so margins are beginning to get squeezed. I mean, if you just look across the landscape, almost every input cost that a farmer has is either increasing at a 10% rate or more. So I mean, whether it's seed, fertilizer, labor, water, go across the spectrum. There is no expense that's being saved on their income statement. And so it's not just, and we as bankers look at it as top line revenue is really important, right? It shows you have good historical yields and that you're getting good pricing. But the bottom line is what pays us back is the cash flow from the profitability of the operation. So we're starting to see margin squeeze. And margin squeeze, I think, going into 2023 is going to continue to be an issue. I don't see many of these oil-based input costs necessarily coming down anytime soon. And I mean, whether that be fertilizer, fuel, diesel, whatever that might be, transportation costs. And on top of that, I think labor as well is going to stay relatively expensive. So the bottom line is farmers can only control one thing in their business, and that's those expenses that they have control over. They can't control the revenue, so they've got to be great managers of expenses. But I think margin compression is going to be the story starting in later on in 2023. And when you move into 2024, I think a lot of things kind of get fixed in our economy. I think you're already seeing it today that the supply chain issues are starting to kind of soften. Transportation issues are starting to get a little bit better. The ports are opening up. You can find trucks and truckers, right? I mean, you got to have both. And ultimately, I think we get to the point where we start fixing the stock use ratios in many of these commodities. So what does that tell me? Top line revenue starts dipping. Costs continue to, I think, escalate a bit or at least stay high. And so I think you come into 2024, and I think it's going to be one of those years where we're going to be looking back at 2022 and saying how much we really miss it.